This is Marketplace Money from APM. I'm David Lazarus of the Los Angeles Times. High-interest payday loans are seen by critics as a fast track to endless cycles of debt for borrowers. Are they a scam? Some would say yes, although they're legal. Certainly, no one would challenge that they're dangerous. That's why many states have adopted regulations intended to limit the damage that payday loans can inflict on people's finances. But a new breed of payday loan has emerged that does an end run around state regulations, or at least so the lenders hope. These are loans made online by Indian tribes, which claim sovereign immunity from state and local rules. So-called tribal lenders say they have to adhere only to federal regulations, which tend to be far less strict than what states have imposed. To tell us more, we're joined by Tom Feltner. He's Director of Financial Services at the Consumer Federation of America. Hiya, Tom.
Thank you for having me, David.
All right. So let's talk a little bit about payday loans in general, whether we call them that or they call them emergency cash loans. What are they?
Payday loans are very high-cost loans, sometimes exceeding triple-digit interest rates, 300-400%. The payments are tied to the date of your next payday, and they usually rely on abusive collection tactics such as holding a post-dated check or holding direct access to your bank account through electronic transfer.
And I would guess that one of the dangers here is that if you didn't have the money up front, chances are you're not going to have the money at the back end to pay the thing off, and you get into this endless cycle of debt.
The vast majority of these loans are balloon payment loans, meaning that the entire amount is due on the borrower's next payday. And if the borrower can't make that entire amount, then they have an additional interest fee. And so what we see is these loans rolled over and over and over again.
All right. And a lot of states, including California, have stepped up to bring out regulations to try and limit the damage that these things can do to consumers. But there's a variation on the theme out there, and that is payday loans offered online by Native American tribes. For example, you might have heard this.
The problem solver from Western Sky. Get up to $10,000 without collateral. Enough to pay off your payday advances once and for all. And making the fixed monthly payments is good for your credit profile. So call 888-SKY-1224. Problem solved.
What makes that different from a traditional payday loan?
Well, David, there's almost no difference between loans offered by lenders claiming tribal sovereign immunity and operating online and those types of shorter-term loans that you would get through a traditional storefront lender. They're still very high cost. They still have payments tied to your next payday, and they still rely on direct access to your bank account to enforce collection.
You just used the phrase claiming tribal sovereign immunity. What do you mean by that?
Well, I think one of the ongoing consumer protection issues with these types of loans, lenders claiming tribal sovereign immunity, is many of these lenders aren't actually arms of the tribe, meaning that they're not operated directly by a Native American tribe. Instead, they're offered by members of the tribe or other lenders that are partnering with tribes in order to claim that tribal sovereign immunity to evade prohibitions or strong consumer protections in states that currently limit payday loans, such as the cost or the terms and conditions.
Okay, let me make sure I understand this correctly. Whereas a number of states have imposed regulations to limit how much interest can be charged, for example, or to increase transparency for payday loans, you're saying that these loans that are offered by the Indian tribes or by organizations affiliated with the Indian tribes, they aren't subject to state law?
State law requires that lenders that make loans to borrowers in states that permit payday lending carry a license. Now, by partnering with Native American tribes or claiming that tribal sovereign immunity, these lenders are saying that they're not subject to state law and that they can make loans online to any state in the country.
To what law are they subject to?
Well, many of these lenders claim that they are subject to tribal law. In many cases, tribal law puts very few restrictions on these types of loans. So there could be no rate caps or there could be no limits on the number of loans per year. In other cases, we see tribal lenders simply not making loans in the state where that tribe is located, instead trying to export limited consumer protections throughout the entire country.
Another element of these tribal loans is because they're billing them as emergency cash infusions, they ask for your bank account number so that they can give you the money very quickly, put it into your account. But then they have your bank account number and they make their withdrawals of interest payments therefrom. And I've heard from some people who say that can start racking up the overdraft charges very quickly.
Well, once a lender has direct access to your bank account, they really have an unfettered ability to collect that loan, whether the payments or the entire amount. That's one of the challenges that we've seen in some lenders claiming tribal sovereign immunity, is that while disclosing maybe only one fee for the first payment, these lenders continue to withdraw payments, you know, paycheck after paycheck, accruing a fee each time.
Well, why can't you just tell your bank to no longer allow this particular party to withdraw money from your account?
That's been an ongoing challenge in which consumer advocates have engaged banks on a number of different levels in order to ask them to revise their policies to make it easier for consumers to do so. And recently, JPMorgan Chase announced that they would make it easier for consumers to limit who can make withdrawals. And that's primarily to address ongoing concerns about the collection of payday loans through electronic access to bank accounts.
All right. So what should I know as a consumer if I get a notice in the mail or in my inbox saying, hey, if you need cash, we're a tribe and we've got money to burn. Here you go.
Anytime a lender offers the opportunity for quick cash and requires that you give up personal financial information, such as a social security number or bank account number, that should raise a red flag for consumers.
One thing also keep in mind is the annual percentage rate for some of these loans can top 600%, and that's not disclosed in most of the mailings. Tom Feltner is Director of Financial Services at the Consumer Federation of America. Tom, thanks very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me, David.